After an extension, city council's now back in session at 6:44 p.m. For us, on item 4D, we have an approval of a separation or release of liability agreement between the city of Othello and Kirk Carpenter.
I'll make a motion to approve the settlement or to authorize the mayor to sign the settlement.
Thank you.
I would just add that, just so the motion's correct, sorry to interrupt, we're moving to approve a severance agreement.
Okay. So restate your motion.
So Gina, then withdraw your motion.
I will withdraw my motion, and I will say I make the motion to approve the separation agreement.
Severance agreement.
Separation agreement and release of liability.
That's what it says at the top.
I know we got it wrong, but the attorney is telling us to use the word
severance.
Okay.
I make the motion to approve the severance agreement and release of liability for the mayor to sign.
Second that.
Okay, so just for clarification, this is an agreement that the city is going to be signing between the city and Kurt Carpenter, the public works director. And according to this agreement, Kurt is going to be resigning and actually has resigned as of September 16th. So we have a motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now let's go to the unfinished business we were talking about earlier. Robin, this is about the engineering?
So we were talking about the parks.
Okay.
Yeah. Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec building and it needing to be finished siding. And so we have the siding on site. And so the guys have planned to get that done this winter when they can fit it in.
For a while, I was kind of wondering why it hadn't got done yet.
Because I find it more important to get, city projects done instead of finishing the siding. But that is still on our agenda.
Okay. It'll be an off-season project.
Your department heads contribute to putting this report together for you?
This report? Yes.
Works report?
Yes.
It's very good report.
Yes,
very good. Very concise about what is going on.
Okay. Is there any other unfinished business tonight? Is there any new business tonight?
We have a budget meeting tomorrow at noon. Park and Rec, right? Or Water and Sewer. What is it? Park and Rec?
So we have three this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm only concerned about Chip being the only one that shows up.
So on Tuesday, Parking Rec, John Wallace and Roberta Gina Gordon. Wednesday, Janae, Derek, Mark. On Thursday, Corey, Mark, John. And the Tuesday and Thursday meetings will be in the PD training room, I assume it's for. So that's just the Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. And then tomorrow night we're going for the fire department.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we're going to review the services provided to the city under that agreement and also tour the city facility and review the state of the facility and the equipment.
Then we can see what we actually own, what belongs to us. I wonder how would they split out the SVZs, the self-breathing apparatus? Because we gave them a bunch of money to buy a bunch of new ones.
Right.
Well,
Well, apparently they bought a bunch of new too at the same time. So
but I mean,
we'll find that out.
We got to think about what we're going to be.
Maybe the Epcot's part of that's what they bought.
Well, the one we paid for, we want to get that when we're done with this deal.
That's another year and a half yet. So, yeah.
There'll be more equipment to purchase between now and then. A lot more.
So, item seven, the council will also receive the Lighthouse Community Center report for the third quarter, the building planning report for September, the Planning Commission minutes, August and September, the police department report for September, the failure to supervise a minor written warning that was produced by the police chief, that's what the warning will look like, and then the public works report for September. And with no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:50 p.m.